Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Community Relations at one of the elite community colleges in the entire country, Northeast Mississippi Community College. A friendly reminder that there is still time to register for orientation this summer. You can apply today as well for our on-campus fall classes, which begin August 3rd. Just go to our website at nemcc.edu. Online classes start August 24th. Now it's time to bring in our president, Dr. Ricky Ford. Dr. Ford, as always, really appreciate your time.
Good morning, Will. Thank you so much for the opportunity again to visit with everybody and to talk to everybody about our upcoming 2020-2021 school year. To say that we're busy and hectic and preparing to open the school on August the 3rd, I think would be an understatement. We are very, very busy preparing with signage, with guidelines in place, making sure everything is clean and disinfected for our students' arrival, and also to maintain that as we go out throughout the school year. So it's going to be challenging. I would encourage everyone, please just relax and just kind of be willing to change on a moment's notice, because we know that this is an ever-changing situation, so we've got to be ready to adapt to whatever it might be. And getting everything ready to open. Some things, we've already opened the campus, as you know, on July the 1st. So we're back in full swing. We're trying to get folks registered for class this fall. Our financial aid office is working very diligently, getting students' financial aid records and getting the financial aid organized for them. We have students that are actually paying fees and still registering for class. Our fitness center is up and going. We opened it on July the 1st also, and it's open from 6 in the morning till 6 at night. And August the 1st, we will increase those hours to our students and our faculty and staff and our employees, and also the public clients that we serve there. We are diligently trying to get our cafeteria organized to where as we can handle those students and also maintain all the guidelines as far as keeping them separated and not being on top of each other there. So you're going to see some things that are going to be different in the cafeteria. Our classrooms are going to be a little bit different with signage and things like that. So we're encouraging our faculty to kind of be patient with us as we move forward with this, and also assist us in the classroom to making sure that sometimes it's disinfected and that type thing after students leave, as far as wiping down keyboards, computer terminals, and those type things that students touch constantly throughout the previous class. We're also working very diligently in getting our dorms up and running. We will have the week prior to August 3rd, we will have move-in days. There will be multiple days in which students will move in. We'll go in with the first floor of the dorm on one day, and so as to keep students spaced out and so that we do not have large groups moving into the dorms. The biggest task ahead of us, I think, is educating the people around us and how important it is to make sure that we maintain the guidelines. You know, when you sit down and look at it and think about it, it's really not that hard, because we've just got to make sure that we don't get on top of each other as far as close quarters with a lot of people, keep our distance. And if we do that, we need to make sure that we wear a mask. And, you know, I know there's a lot of controversy and things like that about people not wanting to wear a mask and not feeling like that they should be made to wear a mask. But, you know, in reality, it is not about people making people wear masks. It is about a health emergency that is out there, and we must do whatever we can to prevent the spread of a virus. And it's very simple, and we've got to look at it that way, and we've got to do our part in slowing this thing down and trying to get things back to some type of normalcy that we're used to. And, but the biggest thing, it's about protecting ourselves and protecting the people around us when we talk about the mask. And then, of course, wash hands. Those three things, distance, mask, and wash hands. You know, if you'll do all those things, I think you minimize the capability of catching the virus or transmitting it or anything like that. So I think it's very important that we not only educate those around us, but ourselves, and make sure that we maintain all these. And also, it's very important that, you know, if you're sick, if you have symptoms of a high fever or a cough, or you've been around someone who has contracted the coronavirus, then it is very important that you do not come to work, and that if you're a student, you do not come to school, and you notify the people around you, and we will make the proper reservations for you and do whatever we have to do to make sure that things continue on. One important thing that we need to mention today, the NJCAA and the proposition is that all fall sports will be moved to the spring. You know, this creates some issues and problems and concerns that I have. But if they choose to do that, then certainly we'll cooperate with them and move those fall sports to spring. Basketball is currently looking at not starting their season until January. So that will be something a little bit different and shortening the season up a little bit. Football will start later on in March or April 1 and finish up the middle of May. So baseball will be going on during this time also. So all of the extracurricular activities will be moved to the spring semester. I do want to mention enrollment just a little bit. Most of you know we had record enrollment in summer school. Moving to the fall semester, currently we're at 2,121 students as of July the 9th. So we need to really have a push there to get back up. We're a little bit below what we were at this time last year. So I would encourage everyone you see to encourage them, if they haven't registered for class and they're wanting to come to school, to please come on and register. And we're available to assist them in any way that we possibly can. Please let them know that we have a schedule that is suitable for them. They can have the regular traditional face-to-face class. They can have a fully online class. They can have a hybrid situation. Whatever they want, we can make the type of schedule that they want, either face-to-face, hybrid, or fully online. So pretty much most everything to where we are right now. We did come out, finish up the legislature and Senate finished up their session. Actually, they're in recess now until October 31st, which they will come back and take a look at the budget a little bit closer, depending upon the amount of tax revenue that is collected for the month of July and August and September. So they'll be looking at that to maybe come back and do some changing to the budget that was presented to us. So we really did not come out that bad. We did not get level funding as we did last year. We're about 2.5-3% less than what we received from level funding last year. So this actually is a total loss of about $500,000 from the amount of monies that we received last year. And that makes it even more important that we get our enrollment up to a very high level as we possibly can to kind of make up the slack for that. So in saying all that, I thank all of you. I thank everyone for the hard work that you have done and that you're going to do, and just the positive attitude that everyone has under these trying circumstances. So we want to say thank you to everybody, and thank you so much for that tiger spirit being out there and very prevalent in every area of Northeast. So we want to say thank you again, and we want to say how much we appreciate what you do, and we're looking forward to school starting in a couple of weeks. So again, if I can assist any of you, please let me know. And as always, go Tigers.
Go Tigers is right, Dr. Ford. Appreciate your time once again this week. Couple other Northeast nuggets before we wrap up this week's show. If you're a student that's been out of college for 2 years, you're over 21, you're a Mississippi resident, and you've completed 12 hours toward your program of study, finish what you have started. See if you qualify today by going to msc2c.org. $1,000 to enroll per semester you'll get to finish your degree. And this, by the way, has to be your first degree also. One other note, students may still apply to the Honors Institute through the end of the summer. If you have any questions about the Honors Institute, be sure to give us a call on that. Time now to wrap up this week's show. Special thanks to Michael Miller for all he does behind the scenes to get us on the air this week and every week here on Tiger Talk. So for President Dr. Ricky Ford, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.